The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Upstate. It's time to wake up.
Good morning, Joey and Tommy. Good morning, 94.5 listeners. Hey, my question for Joe Biden, if I had a chance to ask him, would be, hey, Joe, why aren't you welcoming the investigation? It would clear your name. And not only that, but it would automatically qualify you to be the undisputed Democrat nominee.
Good morning. Every time I see that, I think it's a Mucinex commercial, and that green blob, I think of Jerry Nadler. He looks just like him. Okay, bye.
Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the True Air Technologies studio on 94.5 The Answer.
You can leave a message, too. Just choose option 2 when you call 877-235-9405, and we'll air those as time permits. A caller makes a good point about Joe Biden. Why wouldn't he welcome an investigation? Trey Gowdy made a good comment or asked a good question, I guess you could say, when he asked the question, would we even be having this discussion, basically? Would we be having this impeachment if Joe Biden were not running for president? Would we even care what Hunter Biden had done? Would we even care about this phone call between President Donald Trump and the Ukrainian president?
I think Lindsey's point, I watched his press conference this morning, I think his point is, what is the threshold for an investigation? I mean, we learned with Russia that it can be a conversation in a bar. That's all it takes to launch an investigation. What is the threshold? I mean, no one's concluding that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden engaged in any impropriety, but what is the threshold simply for looking at it? And I think the ancillary question that I hope someone asked the House Democrats, if Joe Biden were not a candidate for the Democrat nomination, would this be an impeachable offense? If he were just an ordinary American that said what he said about withholding the loan assistance, who had a son with no qualifications being on a board in a country with pervasive corruption, would this be an impeachable offense? Or is it only because he's in that status of potential candidate that this somehow is elevated to something for which he should be removed from office?
Good question, right? And I got the answer. No. If Joe Biden were not the former vice president, if Joe Biden were not running for president, no one would care that on July the 25th of last summer, Donald Trump was talking with the Ukrainian president and basically was making it clear that, hey, if we're going to send you millions and millions of dollars, we got to have some assurances that it's going to be used properly. That's fair, right? I think that's a very fair question to ask. Ken is in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks.
Great. Me too.
What's on your mind?
I'm getting sick of the Democrats being the hound and the Republicans because they're always the fox. We're getting chased no matter what we do. It's like we're getting accused and it's just getting old. And when all the dirt's on them, why don't the Republicans start chasing them and find the dirt on Hillary? And we're trying to find the dirt on Biden, and Maxine Waters is, you know, impeached 45 and yelling death to the president. I don't understand how Republicans can sit back as citizens and take this, and they're working for the people. Stand up for the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of Hunter Biden, why isn't the GOP-led Senate not truly investigating him?
I'll tell you why. Because the whole other side of the aisle is somehow invested in that crooked Ukraine Burisma gas company. Why would they be defending him so much? Evidently, they got ties to it, too.
Well, the that's why Donald Trump literally needs to drain the swamp. I mean, when Trump talks about draining the swamp, that's what he's talking about. Don't you agree? It's not just Democrats, but, hey, Unfortunately, we have some Republicans up there as well that need to be drained.
100%. Totally agree. That's why I voted for the man.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, appreciate you listening in Kings Mountain. Have a wonderful Friday and be safe out there. Kenny's driving around. Be safe, Kenny. How are you?
Well, I'm wet when I get out, but
it has been a rainy morning for sure, yes.
It's nasty and it's cold, too. But I've got an idea. I think we should, but I need your assistance. I need some advice.
Okay.
I think the conservative people need to take a play out of the Democrats' playbook. All of these states that have open primaries, I think the conservatives need to vote in the Democrat primary mm-hmm. and vote for the worst possible candidate so that they win to go up against the president. But I've looked at all of them, and I can't decide which one's the worst.
I was going to say, how do we determine which one to vote for, Kenny? Help me out here.
Well, that's why I called in. Maybe your listeners would know which one's worse. But I got a little story I want to tell you. I listen to Trucking Radio out of Cincinnati early in the morning when I'm coming in about 3 o'clock. And as a guy calls in, of course, all the truckers have handles. And this guy's blind. He lives in Maryland. And he goes by the name of the blind guy. And he said he was in the airport in Baltimore. I believe it was earlier this week. And he had to go to the restroom. And he went in the men's restroom. He couldn't find the urinals.
So because they've been taken out, probably.
Well, he asked a guy in there, and he said, "Where's the urinals at?" And he said, "They've taken them out." And he said, "Well, what are these boxes on the wall?" And he said, "That's feminine hygiene dispensing units."
Really?
In the men's restroom. Yeah.
Well, and you know, Kenny, there was a story back in the fall that the city of Portland, Oregon, was spending like $100 million to take the urinals out of all of their city owned men's rooms.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit, but you know what really scares me about that? They probably got a federal grant to do it, and you and I are paying for it.
Well, why did you even bring that up, Kenny? I hadn't thought about that. You're probably right.
I listen to another little AM station out of Anderson, and I switch over to you occasionally because it gets depressing listening to them, and it's getting that way with you. I've got me some of this factor medicine, you know, that they advertise.
Relief factor.
I've got me a bag laying here beside me, and I'm going to have to take an extra bag or two here.
There you go. Well, now Kenny, we need to have you switching over here to the Morning Answer more often, okay?
Well, if you get off this depressing stuff, but I don't know how you're going to do it.
That's about all we have to talk about right now. That's for sure. Hey, Kenny, Be safe out there. Hey, and I do appreciate every time you can tune in. I appreciate you listening. Have a great Friday. We'll have to send him another bag of Relief Factor. but you know, he brings up a good question because other friends have talked about voting in the Democrat primary. Who would you vote for? I mean, I would probably lean towards Bernie Sanders because I think that he's probably he's one of the top Democrat candidates within the Democrat Party. I think he would probably be the least likely to be able to defeat Donald Trump because I think in the end, America understands that we can't have a socialist. But Sanders has surged, and CNN just released their latest poll last night. And for the first time ever in the CNN poll, Sanders is leading Joe Biden, who Biden has consistently been the front runner in the Democrat Party. Probably scares me more than any of them because Uncle Joe can be kind of normal compared to all the others. This latest CNN poll found that Sanders was the choice of 27% of registered Democrats and those who are leaning independent, compared to 24% for Biden. But good observation, Kenny. I appreciate the call. I'd love to get feedback from others who are considering voting in the Democrat primary. You can do so. We don't register by party here in South Carolina. You just can't vote in both. Of course, we're not having a Republican presidential primary, so it doesn't matter this year. So you're welcome to go vote in the Democrat primary for sure.